I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Alex, what do the young kids say when something freaky happens or amazing? I'm dead. What just freaking happened? I know you hear me say this all the time. Can you believe what just happened? Let's just give everyone a preview. Okay, so what happened? Today's a recording day, so I'm recording several episodes of Hey Spirit, right? We finished the first reading. I get a message from Alex. The next reading canceled, something happened. We're going to try to find someone. 10 minutes later, Alex, we have someone. I'll meet you in the Zoom room. And here it is. She shows up and knowing says, oh, I called the hotline and then I was yelling at my dead relatives. Who says that? What happened is mind-blowing. Completely insane. Spirit is going to continue to blow our minds with every time I connect with them and with every single episode of Hey Spirit. So I hope you all enjoy this unbelievable, amazing, crazy, I'm dead episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. Enjoy. Well, Amanda, if this is not a shock to anyone out there on how this works, you will be the spokesperson for saying, if you think you just want to have a reading, call and leave a message because you never know. Do you want to share with everyone what literally just happened probably about 15 minutes ago?
I was on my way home yesterday. It was early morning and I prayed about this. And I said, please, I've been trying to get a hold of Teresa forever. And I've been watching your podcast and I've been listening to Hey Spirit. And I just decided to call on a whim and I left a message. And then all of a sudden I got a text today and then she called me and it just went from there. And it was absolutely just mind-blowing that how fast it happened. And I reached out to Spirit yesterday morning. And then now this is happening today. It's just craziness.
When people are like shocked, they're like, I can't believe this is what you do. Like, you're not shocked. I'm like, no, because Spirit shocks me constantly every single day because you can't even make up what just happened today. They have a schedule. People are going to be on. They usually, at least maybe some people know a week in advance, a couple of days. You literally, Amanda, 15 minutes advancement. That's all you got today.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Listen, things happen. And I always say things happen for a reason. And it's not just a cliche statement. And I don't know who's out there listening right now that really needs to hear this. Things happen for a reason. And there's a statement that I've been using lately, Amanda, is, yeah, it is what it is, but it is what we make it. So here it is. We had the whole day planned for recording and someone canceled last minute and Here's Spirit answering your prayers just as of yesterday. Right?
Amazing.
So if you're wondering out there, I wonder if my loved ones are with me. Do they watch over? Do they really know what I need at this very moment? Amanda, without a shadow of a doubt, your loved ones know exactly what you need. So I am super excited to share my gift with you today. I am so glad you took that chance to call the hotline. I just wish you to the most amazing and beautiful messages from your loved ones. As I enter the other side, Amanda, you look like a very young lady, and I'm getting to the other side and I'm like, there's so many souls in this room. So yes. Many souls. And there has to be from like, not only like generations, but like mm-hmm. from so many different sides of the family. I don't even know how to explain it, whether if it's your side, your mother and your father's side, if you're married, your husband's side, and then you have all of these people from this side. But I feel like it's like, there's 10 people here, there's 5 people here. Like
the room is crowded.
Very crowded. But I love what is happening in this moment. And I don't even know if I've ever even said this before. I feel like there's like this mix of how people died. I feel souls older, like whether their grandparents are, of where they had like illnesses that they passed. And then I see young souls that died tragically and suddenly, but they're all, it's almost like this mother figure just stepped forward and was like, yes, but tell Amanda, we are all in this room together. We are all in heaven together. So I am going to start your session off by saying, Amanda, no matter how your loved one died, know that the souls are all together, safe and at peace.
That's great.
Now, who was the father figure for you that's departed?
My grandfather.
He literally yelled to the back of the room from your grandmother. He's like, all right, she's good. Because that's all she wanted to know was if we were all together and if we were safe. And then your grandmother is like, no, that's not it. Like, she's so mad at him for interrupting.
That would be the two of them. That's for sure.
Whose brother passed?
My brother passed.
Okay. So your brother goes, all right, enough of this with the shenanigans. And he literally just plowed right through them all. Fair enough?
Yes.
Your brother's like, she wants to hear from me the most. And then I feel like there were other souls like, oh, that's not fair. She wanted to hear from me. But again, I feel like that's your brother's soul. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then he showed me the eagle. So now when a soul shows me an eagle, it means several things. He literally looked at me and he goes, I did like the eagles.
Yeah. That's what it is about. It's about that, you know, he was so into 80s rock. And I would always laugh when I would hear songs and I would just be like, that's my brother. That's my brother. Because he, you know, no matter what genre came after that, mm-hmm. he always was about that music. So yeah, that's amazing. That's my brother. Yeah.
What better way, Amanda, to validate that that is your brother?
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this, something very unique about your brother. This is why I always say why I'm good at what I do, because I say whatever it is Spirit shows me or makes me feel. And he literally like, look, and he's like, Teresa, you don't understand. My sister, she's been suffering for years.
Yeah.
With all of these losses. My sister deserves peace. Yeah. She deserves something more grounded. You're married, is that correct?
Yes.
So he shows me you have this husband, you have this beautiful family, and it's just like you have all of this garbage like yanking at your soul. And he's like, it's just so unfair. He's like, I need my sister to know that I am sorry for everything that she has had to endure. And the losses should be losses that no one should ever have to go through.
Yeah.
He says, so I need you to know. He's funny. He goes, if I'm okay, safe, and at peace with God, so is everybody else. He goes, so if I made it, everybody made it.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't wait to tell my dad that.
Wait a minute. But I literally just looked at your brother and I said, I'm doing this over 20 years. A soul has never said that. And then he made me feel like, well, you've never met a soul like me.
Right.
But it would so be your brother, correct? It would so be his personality. It would so be who he was. He wants me to share with you how larger than life his soul is, how radiant, how funny, how free, and how strong.
That's amazing.
He says, I need you to carry that with you. Now, who was the mom that is deported as well on the other side?
My husband's mom.
Okay. So know that she steps forward. Your mom's here in the physical world. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
She goes, oh my God, where's my son? My son, my son.
That's her.
And then she looked at your brother and went, oh, my son's going to kill me that I'm coming through when he's not home.
He is.
And then your brother literally, I said, I can't say this. And your brother goes, you got to say everything we say. Your brother literally looked at your mother-in-law and said, well, he can't kill you. You're already dead.
That's hilarious.
I'm literally like, I cannot say that. And your brother's like, listen, if you want to do a crappy job, then don't say it.
That's funny.
And I feel like what your mother-in-law is about to say, Amanda, I feel like this also comes from your brother as well. But I watched your brother, like you're as funny and as blunt as your brother is. He has this sensitive, loving side. And it was almost like I watched his soul kind of guide your mother-in-law, have her stand here. And then he stepped back and was like, you tell her. And then stood next to her. So when souls stand together and I can't separate them, it means that the message comes from both of the souls. So you're going to have to place this, okay? Your mother-in-law says, please, I don't want anyone to feel that they could have been there more for me or done more for me. I don't want anyone to carry the burden or guilt of feeling that they wished they said goodbye.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I didn't get to say goodbye.
Okay. So know that she says, did anyone ever think that maybe I didn't want anyone to see me?
She was very proud. Yeah. Very proud. Very strong.
But she also makes me feel like, but you couldn't see her. Prior to COVID, it would be because of maybe if we lived in another state or maybe we were ill or there were things going on in our life, why we couldn't make it. So I don't know if it was because of COVID or because of whatever the circumstances were. She says, I understand. She makes me feel like she was ill prior to her departure. Is that correct?
Yes.
She says, you know, that was one of the hardest things. She says, as my daughter-in-law mentioned, that I was very proud. She says, it was hard for me to watch everyone watch me be sick. She says, especially in the end. Now she started jumping up and down. So now that she can move freely on the other side. And she literally, I have to say, Amanda, your brother, he is a character. He goes, show Teresa how you can breathe. Show her how you can breathe. And it's like, she like took this big breath and was like, and I wasn't struggling to breathe. So can you connect with that?
Yes. Yeah. She had lung cancer, stage 4. And she it was very, very difficult and very hard for her at the end. It was very difficult. And it's very hard on my husband because him and his mom were very, very close, very close.
I'm going to say this. I don't know if he could have handled this if he was sitting here right now.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we're all supposed to be where we're supposed to be at that time. And even when people depart. And I think that, you know, he's going to hear it from me. And I think that's going to be good enough for him.
And this is your brother. Don't forget to say how she came in. My son, my son, my son. Like, he's like the ringmaster on the other side. Like, he's like telling everyone how to say something, what to say.
And you know what? It's funny. I don't know if it's that personality is like my brother or my husband's brother, because my husband's brother is like my brother as well, because we were together for so long.
Well, your mother-in-law said, tell her I have the son with me.
Okay.
So who lost the son?
She lost the son.
So know that they're all together on the other side, but who lost the daughter?
My brother lost the daughter. She's there on the other side, his daughter. Yeah.
So know that they are all together on the other side.
That's awesome.
All of the souls are together. I watched your brother and he like stood with the daughter, you know, his daughter, and I'm watching all this and he says, and it's almost like they all stepped back and left your mother-in-law in front. Like, it's almost like this is who the family needs to hear from. Because I feel like she was that person that we all went to.
Yeah.
She was that person that we could always count on. And I'm going to say this, and she literally looked at me and was like, and this is why, Teresa, it was even harder for me to watch my family watch me be sick. She said, my son would literally sit there and watch me breathe.
Yeah.
Would he watch me breathe. She says, I don't want him to remember me in that way. Now, this is the thing that blows my mind. I have no idea who you wanted to connect with, correct? You didn't tell anybody.
Correct.
You have all of these souls stepping forward and your mother-in-law being like, tell her I can breathe with this big, deep breath with ease. And then you say she died of lung cancer.
Yeah.
How freaking amazing. Unbelievable. And we had this conversation. Things happen for a reason. It's not a cliche statement. And that things happen for us, not to us.
Right.
Like, I love how your mother-in-law is validating right now. If your husband was home, he would not have been able to handle this. He would have been so overcome with emotion, she might not have been able to say what she needed to say.
Yeah.
She literally just showed me this film strip of your husband saying goodbye to his mother and him telling her that it was okay to let go. And for him not wanting to have to make that decision to tell her to let go.
And I wasn't there. That was another big part of how hard it was on him, is that I wasn't able to be there. And so for him to have to do that and have that loss, you know, and experience that alone, you know, without his partner, it was, I know, very difficult for him. It's still difficult for him.
I am going to say that, but your mother-in-law just said to me, he needed to do that.
That's what I tell him all the time. I said, you needed that time with your mom.
Your mother-in-law made me feel like, Amanda, you were like a daughter to her. Like, you were close. And that's not often, you know, where, you know, sometimes they'll say, oh, we didn't get along. You know, we are at odds. Yeah, everyone has that thing. But for the most part, she made me feel like you were like a daughter to her.
Yeah, I would always joke around and say that I don't even think your mom really liked me that much. And he would tease and he said, no, that's why she got on you, just like she got on us. And it was no difference.
1,000%. But I feel like it was more about, not only did he need that time, Amanda, he needed to let his mom go. He needed to tell her that it was okay to let go, because she keeps playing it for me over and over. I am going to say this. Now I know why your brother stepped forward first. Your grandparents stepped forward first. There's even an aunt on the other side as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
So they're all stepping forward, but it's like, I wish you could see what I see of how all of the souls are there, but they're all stepping back and there's your mother-in-law. It's like, that is who you need to hear from.
Yeah.
And it's almost like she made me feel like that was one of the things you were yelling about, because you need this for your husband.
Yeah.
Because he's
drowning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just said to me, my son is in quicksand.
Yeah.
Yes. My son is in quicksand. She says, I need him to know that I'm at peace. I know how difficult it was, but I need him to know how thankful I am for him. I don't know. Did your husband play your mother-in-law music?
Yeah. He played the guitar. He always would sing. That was his thing. It was annoyingly who my husband is. You know, he sings everything all the time. And
well,
He would sing and he would play music for her.
They already validated that. Like, he wouldn't be able to handle it. But your mother-in-law was making me feel like, no, he needs to hear this part. But she made me feel like that he needed to do that.
Yeah, he did.
Because it was almost like if someone else did it, or it would be like, well, maybe we should have done this. Or he saw he needed to be the one to say, this can't go on like this. Because she keeps showing me the light switch and him turning off the light switch, which is just my symbol for choices and decisions. I don't care if it's doctors, hospice, hospitals, yeah, maybe actually hospice, removing yeah. someone from life support, whatever it may be. She is supporting every single choice and decision that your husband made and thanking him for that. Your mother-in-law just said, she says, I want to thank you for keeping the things of mine that have no monetary value whatsoever.
Okay. I have them in the next room. Yeah. Just awards. She worked for Pizza Hut for years and years and years and hours upon hours upon hours. And she worked so hard. And so she has lots of plaques and just different, you know, things that wouldn't mean anything to anyone else, but mean the world to my husband. And we moved from another place and I went.
She told me that he wasn't going to take them. And you were like, no, 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 we have to take this.
Yeah, there was boxes actually left and I had to go back and get them.
So know that she says, I want to thank you for that. Because I feel like as time goes on, your husband is in a different space of feeling, I want to look through. Like, let's say right now he might not be ready to go through those things or look at those things, but there is going to come that day, little by little. She just showed me him going through pictures. So knowing that when he does that, know that her soul is with him at that exact moment.
Okay.
Now, is his dad passed?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So no, his dad steps forward and says, please let my son know. And he saluted your husband. So that means two things. They served our country and or your husband did. Police officer, fireman, whatever it may be. Or very proud of the way that they took care of the family.
My father-in-law was in the army. Yeah.
And did he pass prior to your mother-in-law?
Yes. He passed when I never met him. Years ago. Yeah. He passed a long time ago.
He said, my son exceeded any expectation I ever would have had of him when he said, Dad, I will take care of the family. And I want my son to know how proud I am of the man that he's become.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heyspirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp,
HELP.com/HeySpirit.
Does your husband have like a truck? Like, I don't know if it's a pickup truck or like a flatbed or something or some type of
No.
SUV?
I drive an SUV. He's in it all the time. But
well, I heard, I don't know what this is. All I heard was, I don't know what he needs that big truck for. So I don't know what that means.
I'm getting ready to go on the road and drive big rigs. And he's coming with me. So he might be referring to the big...
Okay, that would be a big truck, Amanda.
That might be the big rig that he's talking about.
Amanda, it is not every day that I run into a woman that is going to be hauling a tractor trailer across the country, for God's sakes.
Yes, I'm excited. definitely not that many in our field, but yeah, I'm excited.
Got it. But like, again, what his way of validating, what do you need that big truck for? Like, what are you doing? What do you need that for? Right?
That is
because
so cool.
Here it is. If your husband feels, I don't even know if my dad knows who I've become. I don't even know if my dad knows who I am, what my life is like.
Yeah.
What does he need that big truck for? I would never get tractor trailer out of that. But now I understand.
Yeah.
Well, your father-in-law just showed me a belt and a wallet. So sometimes when I see a belt or a belt buckle, it's my symbol for something very, if your husband does not have his dad's belt buckle or a belt, it has to signify something really unique that your husband kept of his dad's. And then if he does have his wallet or identification or any type of identification card, I don't care if it's an army identification, maybe if it is dog tags, whatever it may be.
Okay, I'll have to ask him because his dad passed when he was 19, and so it was a long time ago, and you know, his mom just recently, not too long ago, a couple of years ago, but he has just box after box after box of just things of his mom's and his dad's that he still hasn't gone through. So
okay, look,
but we did have a picture of the cemetery plot with the dog tags hanging off of it. That's on his brother who passed and his other brother who passed Facebook.
Wow.
And it's on his Facebook now. So, yeah.
Okay. So this is the thing, Amanda. When this is why I'm good at what I do. I say things that mean nothing to me. Even if I don't have a sign or a symbol for it, you have to be able to take the messages and place them on how they fit in your life. Or how you would be able to connect with it. And I feel like it's really super important because your husband, it's almost like since his mom died, it's almost like there's a point of where, or you feel that he has kind of like given up in a sense, because his brother just said, you tell my brother he needs to start taking care of himself.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Whatever it may be, I don't care what it is. But when they show me a symbol for, say, diabetic, and then they show me chocolate all around their face.
Yeah, we have been telling him he cut his leg on riding a bike, and he's very athletic and he goes and he does. So he hit his leg and he got an infection. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he had the infection for 6 months. I felt like he didn't care very much whether he lived or died. Mm-mm. And then it went to, I finally got him to the emergency room. They gave him some antibiotics. They could not believe that he had survived this long with this infection. They're talking about that he's probably diabetic, that his sugars are, because he's infatuated with sugar.
Aren't we all?
Chocolate. Yeah.
I'm in the menopause, Amanda. I know all about the carbs and the sugars.
Me too.
But there are things that are going on right now that there is no way that he would think that they would know what was going on in his life, correct?
Correct.
And how he is spiraling since his mom's passing. Of him to say, you have a beautiful family. Besides the fact that he was mommy's favorite.
Who said that? Oh, my goodness. That's what they always said. Always said.
Right.
He was a favorite.
He needs to take care of himself. He has a lot to live for, a lot to be thankful for. And they are here to remind him of that and to say, you need to start taking care of yourself. I'm also going to say this. I feel like his family is banding together and saying to you, Amanda, thank you for not giving up on him. Because he's not easy.
Listen, I'm not either, but he's...
I was just going to say that.
It's been hard.
We're all not easy. It's life. Listen, at the end of the day, life is not easy. And I think sometimes it's just, we feel sometimes it's easier just to give up.
Right.
And they're here to say, look, you need to start taking care of yourself. You're going to be in the physical world for a while, they're telling him. So you can either live in pain, in misery, or you can live life the way God intended.
Right.
Full of life. Like, it's almost like your husband is also the kind of guy where everybody likes him. Like, he meets someone and it's just like, you feel like you've known him forever, right? Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know a stranger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything for anybody. Yeah.
But he has to start doing for himself. And the fact that his family is stepping forward and saying, you are not, his mother, his father's departed as well, correct?
Yes.
His brothers, and saying, you have to start taking care of yourself. Now, who did you name a child after? Form of a name or a middle name?
My youngest, we named her after his mom, the middle name. And then also, my daughter has my mom's, and she's still living. And then my son has my dad's and my grandpa's. So we have lots of names in the family that are connected.
Know that the souls that have left the physical world that we feel might not know that they held the souls before coming here into the physical world. And more importantly, knowing of their namesakes. And when you pray and you ask to please watch over and to take care of the family. But the interesting thing that I find, Amanda, is how they then step forward and say, you also have to do your part.
Right.
You have to take care of yourself. I saw it more than three times, Amanda, and maybe it's for you as well, where there are follow-up doctor appointments that aren't being followed up. There are doctor appointments that we missed. And I literally, they just made me feel angry about that. Like, you need to do this. It's not a big deal unless if we ignore it. Then, yeah, it might become a big deal.
Yeah. My husband's missed three appointments each week that he's supposed to have gone. Yeah. So,
look, these are all free will choices. I always tell people, when spirit brings up things, it's their way of validating that they know about it. They support and understand our choices and decisions. I find it interesting how your mother-in-law is so gentle with your husband.
She just
showed me again, him literally kissing her goodbye after she died. Because I can feel his tears on my face. So know that she says, I heard you say goodbye. I knew how you held my hand, how you touched my face and kissed me goodbye.
Yeah, I'm excited to be able to tell him.
She also just told me that he literally felt her soul leave the physical body. Is that correct? Did he talk to you about that?
He can't talk about it. He really can't without just becoming so emotional. He just can't.
When a soul makes me feel like they do this thing where I feel like a rush of warmth, and then they make me feel like a goosebump from head to toe, it becomes my symbol for that they felt something when that person passed. So whatever it is that he felt, know that it was his mom's soul. Now, who had the dream? Did you have the dream?
Oh my gosh. I just thought that in my head. I said, I wonder if he's going to bring up the dream. Oh my goodness. Yes, I had the dream. I told everybody about it. Everybody looked at me like I was crazy, but I just knew that it was him coming to me after. Okay.
I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. I don't connect with them in that way. And sometimes this happens. The dream makes no sense, but you remember your loved one standing there, perfectly healthy, smiling. I'm going to also say this, though. How do you connect with a tree? Did you plant a tree in memory of someone? Did you talk about it?
No, we had a tree outside of our house, our property that my brother and his daughter and wife lived at, but that when he later on that I lived in, that it was my grandmother and grandfather's home. And there was a tree out front, and my brother made and his wife made a like little garden area for his daughter. Mm-hmm. So it said Hannah's Garden on it. And mm-hmm. I always made sure that that sign was painted and it was right there under that tree. And, mm-hmm. and it was just something that the family always knew. And it was important to all of us, you know?
Okay. Perfect. Look, I asked them to make sure my job, Amanda, is just to make sure that I interpret the information correctly. So I'm constantly asking for validations that come from left field. So your brother showed me the tree. Validating that everything that you sense and feel is real. And I'm going to say this. Your brother made me feel like it's important for you to know that it's okay for you to live your life for you. Do you understand okay. that?
Yes.
Yes, you are always going to be that one to take care of everyone and to, that's just how sometimes it works. But he yeah. makes me feel like I don't want you to stop dreaming. Does that make Got sense? It. Or doing certain things or saying, oh, I can't. I want you to really be able to continue to embrace life with so much happiness and joy.
That's great.
Do you still have things of your niece that died, your brother's daughter?
A ton. A ton of things, yeah.
Well, she's gone for some time because she just showed me like her soul grew. I saw this little tiny soul and then all of a sudden she's like now 20. Like that's how she's yeah. making me feel.
Yeah, so she is. She's right about that age. Yeah.
She wants to take this opportunity to thank you for always remembering her. And I feel like your kids know of her.
Oh, yeah.
And you still kept all of these things in memory yeah. of her. So know that she wants to thank you for that.
Yeah, it was very hard. She was four and she died of cancer. So
do you ever have like toys that go off in your house for no reason or things yes. that go off? Know that that's her.
I told my dad that. I said that dang pink princess thing didn't even have batteries in it and it just kept going off, and I know that was her. I'm back there playing with her toys. Yeah,
what an unbelievable validation.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And she's been gone for what, 15 years?
Yeah, long time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
I feel like one of your husband's brothers, I don't know which one it is, but I felt that it was on your brother's side of the family, was just like sitting there like in awe, like this is amazing. Whether he struggled with faith here in the physical world.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And here the soul is showing this side of like, wow, this is amazing. So what a gift also to your husband in saying, even though I struggled with faith here in the physical world, now he's asking your mother-in-law, how does she know all these things? She's crazy, meaning me. And I'm like, wait, how am I crazy?
That'd be his brother for sure.
Right?
Oh my goodness.
But what an unbelievable way of saying, okay, look, I might have struggled with faith, whatever it is. Maybe didn't even have a faith. I don't care what it is. By being able to the soul to be that vulnerable, to show me that side of like, oh my God, this is amazing. I never thought that I'm still trying to process heaven and the other side and all this. And now we're able to give this amazing gift to my brother who isn't even in the room. Because I know it in this very moment, Amanda, that you knew when you got this phone call an hour ago that this was about your husband.
Yes, I did. Because I knew it when I asked for it, it was about him. It wasn't about me. I already know my family's on the other side. Yeah.
But here it is, his mother, his father. So now it also validates when I entered that room and I'm like, holy smokes. Right?
Yeah. Amazing.
And again, validating what I love, Amanda, is how your brother said, Amanda, you do you. You will always be there for your family, loving, supporting, guiding them, being there for them, doing everything for them. But I need you to do for you. Maybe it is this whole big thing about this big truck, this tractor trailer. Like if this is something that you really felt that you wanted to do or you want, whatever it is, it's almost like, and I find it ironically, again, here is your brother saying, don't be afraid to spread your wings.
It's so exciting.
Unbelievable. I am still in awe of your husband's brother. I want to describe, now I don't know like if this is something that your husband pictures, but it's literally like there's like this creek and then there's this beautiful waterfall and all of the souls are just like sitting beside this like little body of water, like this little creek, and his one brother is just like in awe and is like, I get it. Like I understand now. Like I get it.
Yeah, he struggled with what happens when you die. And we would have debates on, you know, religion and God and what it's like, you know, the after. And I would always, and he just stopped with that. You know, he just was so funny.
I just have to say this, Amanda, everything that was said in your session was amazing. This is the moment where my jaw is like... Here I am, your brother-in-law sitting there in awe, like, this is amazing. The heaven, and I'm just soaking it all in. And then you just shared this. How? Like, you cannot make this up.
It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. And the other thing that I find so incredible is that this reading wasn't even supposed to happen today.
No, it wasn't. That's what's so amazing. And I know in my soul that it's from just reaching out to spirit. I mean, I said, if anybody can do it, it's my husband's side of the family. They're so bold and just, you know, I knew it was going to happen eventually. I knew.
But not only that, but how amazing of you, Amanda, to when you got this phone call an hour ago to be like, you know what, I'm doing this. That, because your mother-in-law is like, your husband doesn't even know that this is even happening.
He has no idea.
He has no idea. And the whole session is about him. And here's his brother saying like, these incredible, what a unique and phenomenal moment.
Yes.
And you know what I'm going to say? Because I feel like that your brother-in-law now just like stood up. Not only saying this to you and your husband, but to anyone out there listening right now, like, you know what? You can find your way. Things might seem confusing. We might not understand it. Sometimes we don't need to know all the answers. But maybe it's just having that little bit of faith, having that little tiny mustard seed of hope.
Yeah.
And then if you have that, then that can turn into faith and love and continue to grow. And he just said to me, he goes, I didn't realize that I was a million times stronger than I thought I was. What an amazing and an incredible experience you had today. I cannot thank you enough, Amanda, for taking that leap of faith, for calling the hotline, yelling at your loved ones that have passed away, and then this happening. Oh, I think you're going to cause a frenzy after this episode is aired because everyone's going to be calling the hotline. Everyone's going to be yelling at spirit, and I'm not going to get a good night's sleep for years.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. But it's wonderful.
Oh, no, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Thank you. And I can't thank you enough for really
so much.
Being so selfless.
I can't wait to tell my mom.
Yeah. Have that faith in saying that, you know what? This isn't about me. This is probably bigger than me, more than just me. And I love how your brother just, he goes, if you're going to tell mom, you need to tell mom how I came from the back of the room to rush and I thanked Teresa. I did not forget my manners. Oh, I'll tell her.
That was important to her.
Yeah. Oh my God, how amazing. He didn't forget his manners.
I can't wait to tell her that.
Oh my it's God. Amazing. Well, Amanda, I want to thank you for allowing me to share my gift with you, but for most importantly, for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones and the incredible strength that they showed today was just amazing. It was a true honor and a privilege. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Amanda from Seminole, Florida. I was completely shocked and surprised when I got the text message, and to the point where some of my family didn't think it was real and we're just shocked by it. I think it was just mainly we were just taken aback and that it could happen that fast, that it could go that fast. So, you know, we linked and got online and there you were. And it was just amazing, the process and how it laid out. You know, it just played out. It just was unbelievable to me how fast it happened. And what an experience, what an opportunity, what a gift. It's just amazing. It was wonderful to hear from people in my family. She just knows so many things about my family, just personal things that no one else would know. The thing, especially with my brother, you know, it was always a joke in our family and we always talked about it. And even, you know, in his car, you know, he always had just so many 80s rock band CDs and the songs will come on. And my husband and I actually had a conversation about a song that was on the radio now. And my husband was like, that's the Eagles. You know, we had a very definite conversation about it. She goes, it's definitely music. She said, he's referring to music. And that was so much, you know, my brother, when I'm in my car and I hear a song, I connect to that. I connect to him when I hear it. And then when she said The Dream, you know, that's been something that was huge for me. I had a dream after my brother passed. I told people about it forever, you know, about this dream that I had. And it was huge for her to bring that up because I kept saying to my brother, you know, just bring up the dream, just bring up the dream. And then within seconds of me thinking that, she said it. And it was just like unbelievable. It was just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Gave me goosebumps.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.